Today's episode is brought to you by public parks. They're free. And they're pretty cool. What's up? And now your host, Katie Hamilton. What's up?
You're listening to Life is Awkward at River Rest Radio. We have a special guest with us today. I'll let him introduce himself.
Hi, my name's Nick. I am a graphic designer in Milwaukee. I just moved here about 4 months ago, and it's great to finally be in the city that I've always wanted to be in. And thank you for bringing me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. So we have a special story that we're going to talk about today. And I guess not special. Well, I guess it's special to you.
I guess depending on how you describe a special.
Depending on how you look at it.
Yeah. Infamous.
infamous.
I will say memorable. How about
memorable.
That?
Memorable? Okay.
Yeah. You haven't had amnesia since.
No, so, yeah, exactly.
So it's very memorable.
So what is it? It is working with coworkers after you have went on a date with them.
Yeah, so the entire story covers like the date and everything afterwards. But yeah, about 4 years ago, I was in school, and then between semesters during the summer, I would go to back to Madison, my hometown, and I would go to the Henry Vilas Zoo. That's where I worked, which was really cool. It was a lot of college kids that worked there during the summer, and it was just really cool to be at like a really cool place with animals and all that, and with people your age was a lot of fun. And there was this girl that I knew was really into me, and I really wasn't that into her all that much, and it was pretty obvious.
Wait, how do you know someone's into you?
How do
I
know?
What was she doing?
She was just not very forward with what she was like in what her intentions were, but it was definitely she was very much getting very close to me and finding excuses to be like alone. Like anytime my manager would be like, "Hey, we need two people to go into the basement." And if I were to volunteer, she'd be like, and then immediately afterwards, she'd be like, "Oh, I'll go too." And then like stuff like that. So,
yeah. That's pretty bold.
Yeah, I'd say so. And then, I also kind of got the hint because one of my other coworker friends told me that she was into me, and I was like, oh God. Cause I really just didn't like, it was just cause I knew, that it would be very much a awkward experience if I just turned her down like up front. Mm-hmm. And then, so one day she was like, "Hey, I need to talk to you after work." And I was like, "Oh no." I was like, "Oh no."
Here it comes.
And then, so, it was like one of those moments in like a horror movie, right? When you're like trying to get into your car and like, you can't get your key in your car.
Oh my God.
And then I turn around and she's like right there. And then she like pauses for about like 15 seconds, like, and I'm like, "Wait, I know what's gonna happen, like it's so obvious." So I was like waiting for her to say it, and then she's like, "Yeah,
oh, no."
She's like, "I like you." And I was like, and then nothing. And then I was like, "Okay, like, what,
thanks."
Yeah, I was like, I didn't want to be like I don't know what I'm supposed to do here, because she's, so I just said, "Are you trying to ask me on a date?" And she
right.
said, "Yeah." And I was like, "All right, I'll go on a date with you." And then it was a lot of back and forth with her trying to set up said date, and I could tell she probably hasn't gone on many dates before, so I was trying to help her through the process.
That's nice.
Yeah, I didn't want to be like, "No, I don't want to go on," because like I kind of thought it was like, okay, like it's one date, what's the worst that's gonna happen?
Yeah, true.
I could see it both ways. I mean, you'd also don't want to like have the girl think that you also like her.
Well, when was this? Because people think of like first dates, I think, very differently now. Because like,
that's true.
First dates, like almost people assume you're like dating already sometimes.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Sometimes.
I read somewhere that it's like after 3 or 4 dates, then you're dating.
Then you're dating.
Yeah. Kind of. Although people don't really ask if you're dating anymore.
Yeah.
But what
I know.
Are your thoughts?
I think it depends. I think it depends on the context. In that instance, I feel like it was maybe a little bit different, because I said, "Yeah, I'll go on like a date with you.
Right.
We can go and grab dinner, and we can, you know, hang out." But I do feel like that dating in general now is a little bit more casual than it used to be, because I feel like with like Tinder and stuff like that,
right,
I feel like it's a lot easier to just be able to go on like a date super casually. And the amount of like first dates that I've been on that have not turned into second dates because of Tinder makes me feel like that dating in general maybe is a little bit more casual than it used to be before like apps like that existed.
Right. Yeah. Well, there's just so many people that you're like, oh, well, yeah, there's all these people I can go on first dates with. Exactly. Or whatever. So it's like, it's almost like a competition. You got to like be the best person because you don't know how many other dates these people, like this other person's going on.
Well, yeah. So. And that's like the thing too, is that's why like it's now like, I feel like almost people are quicker to go on first dates because of that reason, because mm-hmm. you don't know how many people they're like matching with or actually talking to. So it's like, if you really want to like date this person, actually you have to even move quickly, but
you got to be on your A game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
bring your resume.
Yeah. Dating resume.
So then what happened? So now you're at the restaurant, you guys are eating.
Yeah. So, it's just like a lot of very awkward conversation. She gets there. I had to pick the restaurant, which I was okay with. I was like, all right, like we can go here. It's close to where you live. And my thought was we were going to like eat dinner and think that was going to be it. But, and there's like nothing else. Like it was just going to be like, you know, a dinner where we talk and hang out for a couple hours and then go home. But the first thing that she does is, it was around my birthday and she got me a birthday present. I was like, oh, I was like,
she sounds so sweet.
Yeah. She was, but like the way that like, yeah, she was a really nice, like she was really nice. And like, I don't want to make it seem like this person was like creepy or anything. It was just, mm-hmm. She was very nice and she got me a gift. She got me like a gift card or something, but,
how much was it for?
I think
you
it was
can't
like,
ask that.
I'm curious. Is it $5? Is it 20? Like it makes a difference.
It was in between.
That's like $10.
It was like 15.
All right. Maybe she got it in a raffle or something. You know, I've done that before. Here, I got you something.
But yeah, so there was just like a lot of, like she was nice, but then there'd be like things that she would say that'd make me be like, oh, okay. So mm-hmm. like the first thing that she said and, she's really into reptiles and like mm-hmm. that's her like thing. She has several like pets that are reptiles and so
nice.
Yeah, she works at the zoo.
It makes sense, right? So she's like obsessed with like Steve Irwin, which I'm like, cool, I like Steve Irwin. I thought the Crocodile Hunter was like cool, like I thought it was a cool show, and she's like, no, like I'm like in love with him.
It's religious.
Like she's like, I met him when I was like 13 and like asked to marry him like to his face. Aww. Which sure. I was like, that's cute. And yeah. I was like, oh, that's cute. She's like, no, I still would. Like, and I'm like, but
was she
not...
like saying like she was joking though, but like she was serious but joking?
I couldn't tell. And I think that's what made it worse.
Oh.
And I was like, but he's not alive anymore.
He's got Robert Irwin, his son. He's a looker.
Yeah, but I don't know how old he is. Isn't
Steve
he like,
Irwin?
I think he's like, oh, his kid is like, I think he's probably like 17 or something.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe younger. But anyways, besides
yeah,
the point.
So dinner was like good. There was no complaints because I mean, it was just like, you know, we talked about the things we liked. She liked video games and stuff like that. And I used to be like super into video games when I was that age. So we had that like obvious connection there. And so we spent most of the time just like talking about things we liked, talking about people we work with, like stuff at the zoo and stuff like that. And then, so the date was going like, okay. And then when dinner ended, I was like, it seemed like a very good, like ending point. Like mm-hmm. it ended on like a good note. Hmm. And I was like, and then, so I was like, well, it's, I kind of said something like, well, it's been like a good time. I've been having I had a really good time. And she's like, mm-hmm. oh, awesome. Like, what are we going to do next? And I was like,
oh. You did like the wrap up.
Yeah. And cue. then she reversed it.
And she reversed it.
She unwrapped
it. So she missed the cue either on purpose or accidentally.
I think it was probably on purpose.
A little bit. Yeah.
Which mm-hmm. like she's got
she
game.
She just liked you. She wanted to hang out more.
Yeah. And that, so I was like, okay.
Well, in that scenario, she should pitch something to do in my book.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's
kind of the restaurant. Like
that's what, and that's where I went. I was like, well, I picked where we ate. You should pick what we do next.
Yeah.
And, so I was like, so pick something. And she was like, well, I don't know what to do. As I was like, well, we can walk around. We can go see a movie. We can go, there's a lot of things we can do. And she was like, well, let's go to the mall. And I was like, okay, like that's decent. Right.
Sure.
So the date's like wrapping up, at this point,
for the second time.
Yeah. At the mall, because at this point I actually picked her up. So I had to like drive her home. So I think we were at the mall until it like almost closed. Cause I do remember it being dark and it was like the summer. So I do remember it being dark driving her back. and I kind of said, like, pretty flat out in the car, like, I tried to make sure there was, like, zero interpretation. I kind of said, like, I had a really good time, but, you know, because we worked together, I feel like it'd be weird if we, like, did, like, continue anything, and I think we're really good as friends. And she seemed pretty receptive about that.
Right.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, you really shouldn't date people you work with in general. It's generally a standard rule, even in some work contracts. It's like you can't date coworkers and stuff. Unless you really, really... In my book, it's like you can date them if you really, 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 really like each other.
Yeah, exactly. And for me, it just didn't seem worth the potential extra drama that would come out of it and, like, all that. And I thought we were good friends as is.
Yeah, and maybe something blossoms later. Who knows?
Yeah, so...
Maybe.
Yeah, who knows? She seemed to be like, okay, that, you know, I understand. And then the next shift that we work, she asks me on another date.
Oh, man.
And I was like...
Another date or just to hang out? Or what did she...
No, she... It was... I think it was, like, pretty obvious she wanted to, like, go on a second date. I don't remember exactly what she said, but...
Yeah.
She's like, hey, like... the next time you're, like, off, do you want to go to the Milwaukee Zoo? And I was like, my first thought was, poor date choice, first of all, because cause a zoo most of the time would be fine, but because I spend most of my time at a zoo in a different city.
But maybe she was just trying to make it more casual. Cause, like, you guys both work at a zoo. So now she's like, okay, well, this doesn't have to be a date, but we could hang out as friends. Cause we already are working at a
zoo.
You'd
have to be, like, obsessed with zoos, though, I feel like.
Well, yeah.
And I mean, that she likes animals.
But I was like,
well, he's in Madison though. That's like an
hour and a half.
That's a lot of drive for a second date or a fourth date in my book.
Yeah. So I was just like, you know, like, I don't, like, I kind of was just like, you know, I really don't want to drive to Milwaukee, and I work, you know, since I work here, I don't really want to. And then she was like, okay, okay. I think she asked me to hang out a second time, but, like, the second time was definitely, like, a lot more, like, obviously trying to be a date.
Mm.
Like, you want to go to this Italian restaurant.
Yeah, I think she asked to go out to eat again, and I was like, that. And I think because I didn't want to be, like, mean.
Right.
Because I didn't want to be like, no, like, I told you already, like, not interested. But
mm-hmm.
So she, the third time ended up being, she texted me being like, hey, do you want to come with me to the Wisconsin Dells? And I was like, what? Like,
yeah.
I was really confused. And I was like, what? Like, to do what? And she said, well, I need to get work shoes and I want to go to the Nike outlet. And I said, well, there's one in Johnson Creek. Then why would you drive all the way up in the Dells? And so she used to live in the Wisconsin Dells. And then she moved down to some prairie. And that was, like, the whole thing. That's why she didn't know there was one in Johnson Creek. So I told her that. And then she said, well, I don't know where it is. So can you come with? And then I was like, how can you... Because at this time,
poor girl.
At this point, like, iPhones and stuff and, like, GPS on smartphones existed. So I kind of was like, I was like, well, I said, I mean, I was like, well, your phone can tell you where to go. I felt really bad because I was, like, kind of being mean, but it's like, I was like, well,
you could just say
you got yourself into that one, though.
Well, I mean, also, like, just tell me the real reason, like. That can't be the real reason.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, do you just like that one? Like, because that's a good enough reason, I guess. You know,
well, she wanted him to come with.
Yeah. She was trying to spend time with me was the thing. So then what happened was that she turned it in from, like, come with me to the Dells to, okay, show me where this new outlet mall is in Johnson Creek.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's trying to flip it again.
Yeah.
Like, you have a map. Please help.
So, we went. Yeah, I did say yes this time. I gave in, and I probably shouldn't have, because I should have just, like, stood my ground. And then she feel it, because I feel like at that point she was like, "Oh, he must be, like, into me because he's."
Well, I mean, you also said, like, you could be friends though. Like, that could be a friend thing to do too. So it's like, and you already you were pretty clear, and so that's tough.
And then I think the funniest thing that happened, when we were shopping for shoes, she was just like, she kept complaining about, like, the color of the shoes. Cause this is around the time that, like, the Nike Flyknits came out, and those were, like, those fabric shoes. Right. And, like, and, like, the trend was at the time, like, very neon and bright, like, tennis shoes, like the very, like, bright like highlighter green and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah.
And she was just like, these are so ugly, no one buys these, why do they make them? And I was like, well, I feel like they make them because people buy them.
It's just the trend,
right? It was like, I was like, it's just the trend. I was like, but I mean, they have like you can get like something besides Nike shoes, and they don't. And she was like, no, like I want Nikes specifically.
Well, didn't you go to the Nike outlet?
Well, yeah, but I was
they have all the Nikes.
Well, yeah, but I was just saying, like, I mean, if there's no other shoe, if there's no shoes here you like, and you can just buy other ones. But so after that, we went back. We went to like get lunch at Culver's or something, and then drove her back. And then I think I told her a second time, like, hey, I'm just like, just letting you know, like, I'm not interested in you. Like, I think in the way that you're interested in me, like, mm-hmm. I'm like cool with working with you, cool with being like work friends. And like, but like, I'm not a huge, like, I don't think I'm ready to like do anything more serious, like right now. She was like, oh, okay. And then at that point, work got really weird because I think she like tried to still like do the things where she was alone with me, and it was just like very uncomfortable and stuff like that. So,
so what do you do in those situations?
I think at that point, I definitely wasn't as sociable in like the sense that I could like diffuse a situation like that quickly. Like, I feel like now I would probably be a lot more upfront.
Well, some people don't let you diffuse it too, which is part of the problem sometimes.
And especially when you're at work, you're kind of like, what are you going to do? You have to like work with that person, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, I can't just be, I can't avoid them completely. So there's going to be, there's going to be some point when you have to be with them. So I think then what I ended up doing is I just tried to like, cause we would work at different parts of the zoo. I worked specifically in the gift shop, and everyone that I worked with worked in the gift shop, but there'd be some people that would be like outside, some people that would be like just strictly stocking, and there'd be people like up at like the front of the store and stuff like that. So I would always try to go where she wasn't just to like diffuse, like I don't want her to like,
oh man, it's so much extra work at work though.
It is
like, on top of everything.
So, and then the worst part, I think, was that my work friend thought that I was intentionally leading her on. And so then that caused another layer of, like, her being like, hey, you should just be upfront with her. And I was like, I did twice. Like, what do you want?
Yeah, very simple. Like, it sounded like very straightforward. Yeah.
So, yeah, I was just trying to separate myself. And I think, because I was still, I think, like 20 or something. Okay. So it's like, I'm not the fully blossomed like social butterfly that I am now. Still in like that little awkward phase of like early college. So yeah. I definitely wasn't as developed as I am now. So I think it was definitely there's probably things that I could have done better in that situation, but the entire thing definitely was very awkward for sure. And what made it worse was, I wasn't trying to be very public about like hanging out with her in terms of like a date, because like I didn't know like how like dating like coworkers would go. Like, I don't know if like that was against the rules or anything like that. And then my work friend like told everyone, and I didn't know, and no one like said anything to me. And then everyone thought we were like dating, like were like boyfriend girlfriend dating, because we went
on, was it because of like, did she, I don't know, like
a friend said something,
the friend said something.
Yeah, not the one I went on the date with, my friend said something. So it was like
they start making stuff up.
Yeah, so then they're like yeah, like I think they're like dating now. And I was like,
well, this like reminds me of an episode of like The Office or something.
I mean, really, you just hung out, you know? It wasn't it didn't sound like a hardcore date. It sounded like what I call a zero date, where it's just like you go and hang out with each other without any sort of, just to see if you want to go on like a real date. Yeah. You know, for me, that's what a first date is. It's not an actual thing, or at least it shouldn't be.
What? What are you talking about? No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's just like there should be no reason for people to be like spreading rumors if you just hung out.
I think it was more of like a joke. Do you think like your friend was kind of just like joking?
I don't know because like I didn't. Obviously at the time I didn't think, if it was a joke, it was very funny. Cause like like I said, I didn't know that everyone knew this, and I was like trying to not.
No one's telling you either?
No one told me.
So everyone's just like gossiping behind your back?
Yeah. And no one came up to me and was like, hey, I heard you went on a date with.
Well, did this other girl know? Like, did she know what was going on?
I don't know. Cause
she probably like was happy.
Yeah, she's like, yeah. Like,
yeah.
But
but that is interesting, just like in general, the whole situation. I kind of want to know how did it end? Did you guys just kind of both stop working there, or did this last the whole entire time you guys were working? Did you guys become friends?
I think it kind of just like fizzled out. Like, we ended up just working, mm-hmm. and like that was pretty much it. After that summer, she ended up not coming back the next summer, and she worked somewhere else, so I just never really saw her ever again.
Mm-hmm.
I think my work friend, who I still talk to from time to time, talks to her every now and then, and she kind of knows what she's
like. He liked her. I'm just kidding. It's like a whole thing. No, but go ahead.
Yeah. So I think they still talk, and she kind of knows where she's at, but
nice.
I haven't talked to her in like 4 years, so I don't really know what she's up to anymore.
That's funny. I thought your story was going to be like this, like you dated and it was like a big thing, but it seems like such a low key, just this girl sort of liked you, and it was very, very a light sort of attraction thing.
And then, yeah, just ended up being very uncomfortable because I think she really liked me, and she was trying to like come on really strong, and it was definitely like, I wasn't. Obviously, like, not, I don't want to say sold on the idea, but you know, I went on the date with the idea. It's like, well, maybe if I connect with her outside of work, you know, that could possibly be something. And then once I knew that it wasn't, I was very upfront.
Yeah.
So.
But you gave her a shot. You were like, you know.
I wasn't like, never, not a chance.
9 million years. Like, yeah, you don't know this person.
You don't know them. Yeah. What advice would you give to people that might have some similar situations where someone might like them at work or. No. Like, do you like how you handled it, or do you think about it now and are like, oh, wow, I maybe should have did this different, or just some advice that you have?
I think I probably would have handled it better, because now I don't think, unless if I was into them before the date, I wouldn't go on a date with a coworker. Because I think it just ended up being a lot of, ambiguity in kind of like what we were, even though I tried to be as upfront as I possibly could without being super mean about it. So I definitely think that just avoiding that, unless if you're like into them, but like if someone is like very obviously into you at work and like, and you're very obviously into them, like I feel like you can go for it, but you just have to, it's a very awkward thing that you have to potentially deal with. Cause like if I were to go on a date with someone that I wasn't sure that I was completely into, but I didn't work with them, right? It'd be a lot easier to just be like, well, doesn't work. And I feel like both parties at that point are kind of like, oh, okay. But I feel like when you're in a work setting, it's more difficult because you see them pretty much every day. Mm-hmm. And to be able to get over that potentially, if you were like really into them, or just to like not, like, because I feel like when I go on a date, or if I like am in a relationship, obviously, like when you break up or you don't, or you're like, nah, this isn't working, the last thing you want to do is see that person every day and like to get over it. To like, so
yeah,
I think that's probably what I would have done differently. But I think, you know, I don't want to sound cliche, but it's like, you know, if you think it's right and you think it's worth the potential risk of dating a coworker, then I think it's obviously worth it.
Yeah, then go for it.
Yeah. I think that's kind of the best way to go about it, is just to like, you know, be a little bit more cautious, but if you still really want to like see that person or go on a date with that person, then like you shouldn't let working stop you, unless if it's like crossing some like HR borders or like,
I think that's like if someone's higher than you, you can't be,
it's pretty
like with your boss.
Yeah, yeah. You can't have like a boss, like
you can't be dating the HR manager.
Probably frowned upon.
Most likely you'll get fired. But,
well, they would be the one that would fire you, though. So you're good.
Well, not unless you break up, then you will be fired.
Then you're very, very fired.
Then you got to find a new job.
Instant so it's like, fired. if you want to date your HR manager, like...
Be careful.
Be careful and make sure that...
Move.
Yeah. don't break up with them. Don't break their heart. You'll just get canned.
Yeah. Unless you don't like your job and want to
just
get
make
fired.
Sure it's not your dream job. Yeah, and then you're pretty good. Yeah.
So yeah, since this has happened, have you ever liked anyone that you've worked with, and then you're like, oh man, like I shouldn't even get into this again?
That's actually funny you say that, because there was someone that I was into at the time that this story happened at my work.
At the Zoom?
Wow. Yeah. So
you guys were all working together.
Okay.
And that never happened, and we're like friends, and we've talked about it, and I was like, yeah, I kind of was into you, and she's like, oh, that's funny. I wasn't. not like that, but it was, right. I think since then, actually, I did meet someone at work, and I dated that person for 2 years.
Oh, okay.
So I had a bad work experience and a good work experience. So
that's balanced. That's good.
Yeah, it all worked out in the end, I guess. I went against the advice that I gave myself, and I did what I, because then I asked her out on a date at work. Like, okay. I did the exact same thing
that this girl did.
Yeah. I saw. But were you catching vibes before that? Yeah. Oh, so then you, so yeah.
So you kind of knew.
Yeah. And it was a student worker job when I was in school. So it was a little different. Like, it was a job, but like not.
But you were going to like leave soon or what?
It was just like, because it's with the student, with any like student work job that you like work on campus for.
Yeah.
Like if it really ended up being that it got awkward after we went on a date, I can just ask for a different job
on
campus.
That's a big campus. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Transfer.
So I can just go to a different area.
Yeah.
Yeah. I made sure I was like pretty sure that that she was into me.
Yeah.
So I guess the advice is make sure this person is actually into you before asking them on a date if you work with them.
Yeah.
And then also outweigh the consequences and benefits to the situation.
Yeah,
if
absolutely.
If there were to be a breakup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else?
I don't know. Give it a like. If you're hanging out with somebody, give it a little time before you ask. You know, let certain.
Well, and that was the benefit of that date that I went on. When I was in school with that person that I dated for 2 years, was we went on a date right before Thanksgiving break. So we went on the date, and then we were like, we weren't seeing each other for like 4 days. And then afterwards we're like, okay, like definitely want to hang out again. Definitely worth like potentially some like awkward experiences or anything like that, or professors asking us. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, luckily the professors that in that department didn't care, and they actually were like super, super psyched about us seeing each other. So,
oh, nice.
Well, that's cool, because it does make you like, before you enter the relationship, it does make you kind of break it down a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And like, is this really worth it? So you kind of put it through more filters that way.
Absolutely.
So that's a good thing, mm-hmm. I guess. So. What was your first date with this young lady?
Which one?
Person, or the one at the
2 year.
We went to see a movie because we already like knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
I tried seeing Fantastic Beasts, and she's like, "No, I don't want to see that." And I was like, "What do you want to see?" And she's like, "I want to see Hacksaw Ridge."
Oh snap!
Yeah, it was.
Oh my gosh! Slightly different movie.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a different vibe afterwards, for sure.
Yeah, not exactly a makeout movie either.
No,
so.
Definitely wasn't. No.
Hacksaw Ridge. Well, yeah. Thanks for listening to Life Is Awkward on River West Radio. Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, no, thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, now we have about 10 seconds of awkward silence. What? We have 10 seconds. Well, we got to do something. We're just going to sit in silence and not tell anybody?
Yes.
No.
That's what's the awkwardness.
Okay, go.